Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Gold Coast Suns, the focus of everyone in the competition at the moment for all the right reasons rather than all the wrong reasons going back a couple of years ago. How does it feel?
Yeah, no, it's, we're obviously really happy with how we started this year. But, yeah, like yesterday's performance, we tend to drift in and out of games. So, you know, we've got a long way to go. And look, we're really striving to earn the competition's respect. And I think we're starting to do that. So it's really exciting.
Terry and I work independently of each other on the weekend. We do this show together on a weeknight, and both of us love the way you play the game. You have some exquisite skills, and I'm still not sure a lot of defences have really cottoned on to. Have to ask you this question. How is it that you ended up in a pre-season rather than a national draft?
Oh, just when I was 18, I didn't really go through the normal sort of program that you do, but yeah, I was just playing down for Hobart in the statewide league, and after I grew a bit, after sort of 18, 19, just playing footy down there and was lucky enough to get picked up by the Suns.
One final one before Terry kicks in. You are, what, 186 centimetres now? You average around about a goal a game, a goal and a bit a game, which is a great return. Got to ask you, is this your spot that you always thought that you would end up if you got a shot at football, and that is that sort of elusive half-forward, forward pocket type, almost in a specialist role?
Well, before I got drafted, I was more of a half-backer slash sort of winger. So I hadn't really played too much forward line before I got drafted. So sort of a position I had to sort of mould myself into. And, no, I really enjoyed it. I mean, anywhere sort of playing for the boys is great. But, yeah, I'm really enjoying it up in the forward line. Obviously, with our three tools as well, it's pretty handy. The ball's going to come to the ground if they don't mark it. So, yeah, just really enjoying my footy at the moment.
Aaron, there looks clear maturity in the team now, and I'm talking about a physical maturity. When you run out in the ground, you can sort of see that the boys are a bit bigger and stronger through the chest and the girth, just generally, and you're playing with a little bit more maturity. Still got a ways to go. I go back to 3 weeks ago when you played North Melbourne. You never won at Etihad Stadium, yet now you're handling that ground magnificently.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a worry going into playing North Melbourne, who actually play Etihad really well. So to get that win against a quality opposition obviously gave us a lot of confidence, and then to go down on the weekend and start off the way we did against St Kilda and really sort of bury the game at quarter time, it was a good start. But yeah, definitely we've got a long way to go. We obviously, St Kilda turned it on in the third quarter, and we didn't know how to sort of really react to that. So we'll look at that, and we've definitely got areas to improve, but it's really exciting.
You've got so much depth through the middle of the ground. I mean, I had a look yesterday and sort of thought, well, gee, there's no Jack Martin there at the moment. We know he's going to be a quality player, and with how long it takes him, I mean, that'll work itself out. No Colin Jasny there yesterday, that run and carry off half-back that he can give you. So you have got a lot of depth through the middle of the ground with your running players. And I'm almost talking half-back to half-forward, which includes you in that as well.
Yeah, we've definitely got a lot of blokes that can run through sort of the midfield, the wing, half back and half forward, and I think having that versatility is definitely going to help us during the back end of the season, and as it's shown already this season. And, we've still got a lot of players that are playing in the reserves that are playing really good football, and we're all just sort of banding together and just trying to get each session, just trying to get each other better.
One of the improvements from outside the fence that seems to be is that the key power forwards now seem like they're ready to impact, that they're really starting to have an influence on the game. Having three of them down there makes it very dangerous, and they're all pretty athletic as well.
Yeah, well, that's a great strength of ours. I mean, the three tools, they're exceptional in the air and on the ground, and I mean, they very rarely get outmarked, which is great for us small forwards. We know that we can get front and centre, and the boys, if they don't mark it, the ball's going to come in the vicinity. So it's something the opposition clubs have sort of struggled with in the last few weeks. So if those boys can sort of keep fit and keep on the track, they can only get better just by sort of playing together and banding together and knowing their tendencies during the game.
Can you tell us just a little bit about Sammy Day before I let Tony ask you another question? He's the one to me that just seems to have a lot of still enormous upside on him. We saw the rundown that he did a couple of weeks ago to run down Brent Harvey, when Brent Harvey just sort of thought, I'm off and running. Yesterday, that first action where he got the ball and stepped back inside and kicked that low ball into Bennell was absolutely magnificent. And he just seems like such an athlete.
Yeah, I'm very close to Sammy off the field, and he's probably sort of played that that confidence. He's always sort of doubted himself. Obviously, he had big raps in coming to the AFL, and it was just always a confidence thing. We always knew he had the talent, and he's obviously an unreal athlete. So to see him put some good games together and actually be consistent this year, he's always been one of our sort of better defenders in terms of defensive transition.
Yep. So. Chase, yep.
He's only going to get better, and we're really excited the way him, Charlie Dixon, Tom Lynch are working together.
Yeah, in fact, just on Charlie Dixon, I look at him season on season. I can remember him plough. Did he not kick the first two goals for the Gold Coast Suns?
Correct.
When I think Carlton took them to the
way back.
Oh, that seems. I just can't believe how big Charlie Dixon's become. Like, he is a man mountain now. Without really losing A, his agility to jump, and B, his ability to chase.
Yeah, well, he's 202 centimetres, I think, and I think before the game on the weekend he weighed around 109 kilos. So he's and he can still move the way he does. So he's a big man, but he's definitely got attributes on the ground as well.
Now, I know this is a completely daft question, Aaron, but I'm obliged to ask it. What's it like in the rooms when you've now strung a few together, as opposed to a couple of seasons ago when it was 10-goal loss, an honourable 6-goal loss, and a 15-goal loss. Just give us the psyche of the group then and now.
Yeah, well, probably last night we were obviously happy with the win, but we came away from that game, and it was sort of just a just win, and we weren't sort of really happy. And I guess that shows the maturity of the group and what we expect of ourselves, and. Even now, like yesterday, we're up by 9 goals at halftime and end up winning by 6.5 goals. So we just want to put 4 quarters together and play the style we want to play. And look, obviously, we haven't been doing that for 4 quarters, so we've got a lot to improve on, but we're just really excited with how we're going to progress over the next month to 6 weeks.
What's it like walking around Cavill and Alcorn right in the strip there? Do you blokes get recognised, or do you have to be with Gary to get recognised?
No, we're pretty sheltered up here, actually, on the coast. So I don't think many of the boys hang around the Cavill area, but we're obviously out of the media and that up here, and there's not too much on AFL, but it's definitely growing up here, and we're getting a lot more support to the games now. So obviously, if we keep performing on field, obviously the crowds will come.
That's very, very good. Terry's a triple premiership player and could have got the Dogs into a grand final. Me, I've just been knocking around doing this cape for about 30 years. But both of us agree on one thing. We're still all awestruck by Malcolm Blight. Just being in that right player. You're in the great man's presence. What's it like speaking to Blighty for the first time?
Yeah, Blighty's a great help for me. He helps us out with our goal kicking each week. And he's obviously always, he loves watching the exciting sort of players. So he's always just telling me to sort of back myself in and take the game on. So he's definitely a good confidence booster. And, he's great for everyone around the club.
Has he got a theory?
Blighty's always got a theory.
He's got a couple of theories, but I'm not going to give them away.
No, that's quite all right. Absolute last one, Aaron. You've been an absolute delight to talk to. Admittedly, our program goes to the northern half of Tassie, and I know you're from the south, but it's always good to have a Tasmanian on the program, flying the flag in the AFL. But you come from Hobart. Are you familiar with a place called Dodgers Ferry?
Yeah, I am familiar. Jeremy Howe, my ex-teammate, he was originally from Dodgers Ferry. So,
yeah. What's it like?
I haven't been down there too much. I know there's a little bit of surf down there, but personally, I haven't been down there too much.
You don't have to worry about surf. There's beaches from Old Burley Road and Broad Beach right up to Southport and beyond if you want to have a swim any day of the week. Hey, lovely to talk to you, Aaron. It's exciting to watch the Suns. Another chapter gets written this Sunday afternoon against the Western Bulldogs. And we know your exciting skills, your sublime skills are a pleasure to watch and call. Thanks for joining us tonight on Sports Day.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thanks, Dave.